All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me go right over to the chat. Blade Runner is on. Sparky8142 is on. Scooter Magruder's on. Mike Griffith is on. Debnew2011 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Dr. Hank is on. TJT1 is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. PJ Wiles is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Judy Anita is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Skunk71 is on. Robin Aroni's on. Scooter Magruder's on. Veronica18201 is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Mike Griffith is on. General Plowman is on. Just Jesse is on. John Phillips is on. Sheila K is on. Sparky8142 is on. Let me see. Granite2468 is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Todd Suff is on. Sexy Pony is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. JD Joy is on. K4VMS is on. Richard Perry is on. Nate Dad 1 already in the rant. Thank you so much. Nate Dad is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Let me see here. S. Clark, 1968 is on. Diana, 91263 is on. Naz Yeager is on. Confederate One's on. Milwaukee James is on. Jim Brody is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to hop right into Israel. MJ Truth Ultra video. Nice summation by Matt Gaetz. Play for me.
Tonight, President Trump is in hot pursuit of peace. He is working to de-escalate the war between Israel and Iran. I am certain President Trump does not want to entangle the United States in this conflict needlessly. Many of President Trump's pro-Israel friends and advisors are trying to pressure and convince him that the United States should join airstrikes against Iran. On this program, we strongly disagree with that assessment and that advice. President Trump should reject it. So far, President Trump has wisely resisted the pressure. President Trump knows that the Bush-era doctrine of regime change wars in the Middle East is foolish. It's costly, and it is counterproductive as an anti-terrorism strategy. The misadventurism of the Bush years probably created a great deal more terrorists than they vanquished. I'm old enough to remember the last time Israel coaxed the United States into a regime change war in the Middle East. Listen to now Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu tell us in 2002 that invading Iraq would be a good choice.
It's not a question of whether Iraq's regime should be taken out, but when should it be taken out? I think the choice of Iraq is a good choice. It's the right choice.
No, actually, it was a terrible decision to invade Iraq. A terrible decision. This was a point President Trump made brilliantly.
Obviously, the war in Iraq was a big, fat mistake. George Bush made a mistake. We can make mistakes, but that one was a beauty. We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied. Okay. They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none.
I actually think I'm going to make that speech from Trump at the debate like my ringtone when he calls me. Trump deconstructed the argument that regime change adventurism made the world safer. And history doesn't exactly vindicate Netanyahu's claims by comparison.
If you take out Saddam's regime, I guarantee you that it will have enormous positive reverberations on the region.
Oh, a guarantee. What is the nature of the guarantee that Netanyahu offered here? Is it a money-back guarantee? Is Israel going to refund the $3 trillion that America spent in Iraq? The reality is that Bibi's guarantees are BS. They aren't backed by anything other than more phony claims.
There is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working and is advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever. And there is no question that once he acquires it, history shifts immediately.
Watching these clips that are more than 20 years old, does it make you feel like the Israel foreign policy seduction of the United States is some sort of regime change mad lib where they just say, like, fill in country here, probably getting nuclear weapons, join us in some destabilizing effort? Netanyahu wasn't telling the truth about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And not only did the United States believe him, we parroted his lies to the world.
Saddam Hussein is harboring terrorists and the instruments of terror, the instruments of mass death and destruction. And he cannot be trusted. The evidence indicates that Iraq is reconstituting its nuclear weapons program. If the Iraqi regime is able to produce, buy, or steal an amount of highly enriched uranium a little larger than a single softball, it could have a nuclear weapon in less than a year.
So now if you have Matt Gaetz, Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson, Douglas McGregor, Alex Jones, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie, and there's probably many others that I'm missing, telling you that this is not a good idea for us to join in this war, are they all wrong? And here's the thing. Who are those that are telling you to join in this war? The exact same people that told you to don masks and stand 6 feet apart. Exact same people with the exact same arguments as Iraq. Now, why would Iran be that much further advanced than Iraq was? How do we know one thing is true that we're getting out of Israeli intelligence? None of it has been verified by our own intelligence. How do we know any of this is actually true? How is it that all of these people who are habitually and historically wrong suddenly right? Suddenly, I mean, Netanyahu is wrong about COVID, wrong about vaccines, wrong about Iraq, wrong about Syria, wrong about Sudan, wrong about Libya, but now he's right about Iran. I mean, I don't get it because I see people that are now all on board. Are you out of your mind? Okay, here's another one for you. The same exact people pushing for this war are the same exact people pushing for us to go into a war in Ukraine, and you're against that one before this one? I just don't understand the duplicitous nature of human beings. I don't get it. If you have the enemy telling you to do something one day and you say no, and the devil's telling you to do something the next day, is the argument now good? I mean, is he now correct? I mean, right one day, wrong the next, wrong one day, right the next? There is no reason to believe that Iran is any closer to a nuclear weapon. This is why you notice how Tulsi Gabbard has been completely and totally silenced? I mean, she's only the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. Aaron, you heard one word from her?
Nope.
No, not one word. Why? Because she is of the belief and has the Director of National Intelligence that Iran has had no interest in developing a nuclear weapon since 2003, 2004, if that. And you just have to go back. I mean, why would Netanyahu be right now? He wasn't right in 1990. We've gone through the list. I've made Aaron put up the list twice. 1990 to 2025, it is anywhere between 1 week and 3 years away. Every single year that man has made a prediction that he was in power from 1990 to 2025, that Iran was weeks to 3 years away from a nuclear weapon. How's that going? And now suddenly he's right. Suddenly he's right. And the reason why he decided to go into this war right now is because Trump is so pro-Israel. Which, by the way, again, let me just give you the analogy that I've been giving you every day where I stand. Not that where I stand really matters. I'm just telling you where I stand. Is that I am very specific. If Iran was lobbing ICBMs at Israel for no reason or for some convoluted retaliatory strike or whatever it may be, I'm all in favor of our, it's different. I mean, it's like, I don't remember the military verbiage for it, but we've had two carrier groups dispatched now to the Persian Gulf and to the Mediterranean. That's 12. That's 12 ships per group. And we're shooting down all those missiles coming in to Israel. But the reason why they're going into Israel is because Israel started it with Iran. That wasn't happening before. The weird thing about where I stand is that in a convoluted way, I'm in favor of that because I don't want people to get killed inside of Israel. Because the Iranian attack is far less specific in nature than the Israeli attack. It's not nearly it doesn't hit the specific target as the Iranians do. So I'm in favor of us weirdly protecting them, but I'm certainly not in favor of us giving them our bunker busters flying in on B-52s. I'm not in favor of that. That's the next thing that they're shooting for right now. And I just ask everybody this. You're hearing the exact same verbiage for the Iranian war as you heard for the Iraqi war. Aaron, do you have their seven countries? Because here they are. I've got them here to my left. You won't be able to see them on the screen, but Netanyahu has argued for us. I said 8 countries the other night. It was actually 7. For us to go into 7 countries. Iraq, we did it for them. Syria, we did it for them. Lebanon, we did it for them. How's that benefited you guys over there?
No.
Okay. Anything? Nope. Okay, just curious. Libya, we did it for them. Somalia, we did it for them. Sudan. Now, I told you a couple times. Somalia, now that we have interfered in Somalian politics, they not only have one civil war, they were divided into halves, and each half is having a civil war. So you have 4 different armies fighting each other. Sudan, same thing, civil war. Libya, for all intents and purposes, is now in civil war, run by various stages of ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood. And then now they want Iran. The only one we haven't done is Iran, and now suddenly we have to attack Iran. How is all these other 6 out of 7 countries, us attacking them, how has that benefited you? For those of you that are watching that are in favor of this war, and by the way, again, doesn't mean that you and I can't agree as conservatives or as Christians on many other things and not hate each other over Iran. I'm just asking you a question. Why is it they're wrong about Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iraq, and now right about Iran? How is it that Anthony Fauci, let me just parallel for you, how is it that Anthony Fauci is wrong about every single disease in the history of the world and never, ever cured one from 1980 to 2020, then he's right about COVID? How is that? Because that's certainly how the Christians treated him. All the Christians dutifully bent over, grabbed their ankles, and closed their churches. For Anthony Fauci, most of them got vaccinated. And he's wrong his entire life and then suddenly right? Does everybody understand that that is absolutely impossible? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. If a person is corrupt, they're basically never right. They just aren't right. And now everybody, all of us, it's weird because now I'm seeing a delineation in the MAGA movement where all of those who are absolutely against the Ukraine war, I'm talking about the MAGA movement, not Republicanism, the MAGA movement, where now it's divided, where all of us in the MAGA movement were against the Ukraine war, and now half of us are for the Iran war. How is that any different for you? Because it's Israel, and it has some sort of biblical connection? If you're going to connect Israel to the Bible, please correctly apply it. Because you ever read how God treats Israel? Does God unequivocally, I'll just ask Aaron, does God unequivocally support Israel?
No.
Absolutely not. It depended on their obedience. Now, Israel loves abortion. So you think God is all loving all over Israel right now? Netanyahu wants to usher in the Mark of the Beast biometric ID. Wants to. Loves lab-grown meat. Loves basically the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation narrative and agenda. You think God is all in favor of Israel? He's not. And by the way, if you actually look at the Bible, and I know I went over this last night, but people think they have to unequivocally follow Israel. That's not correct. You have to list towards Israel. You have to favor them when you can. You favor them because of their biblical connection to their Christian connection. Some of the biggest persecutors of Christians are Israelis, just so you know. You go there, you look, there's a lot of videos. You want to pull them up on Twitter. There's a lot of videos of Jewish people spitting on Christians who are there as tourists. So you just please need to remember this stuff, that these are human beings. They are not gods. They are not to be unequivocally followed. You follow them in specificity and you list towards Israel for biblical reasons and because they are an elected democracy in the region who is an ally of the United States on the whole, but bomb the crap out of the United States liberty at the command of Lyndon Baines Johnson. So let me ask you this. Do you unequivocally follow a country that's led by Lyndon Baines Johnson? No. Then why would you follow a country that's led by Benjamin Netanyahu? And again, why is it that you're completely and totally against the Ukraine war, but not you're against that war, but then you're all in favor of this one, and it's all the same actors in favor of both? Doesn't that make anybody wake up? For me, when COVID came around, I'm like, who is it that's pushing the COVID agenda? Stand 6 feet apart, close your businesses, destroy the economy for a 99.997% survivable virus. These are the exact same people pushing for this war right now, including Donald Trump. Donald Trump wanted the country closed down for 60 days. Donald Trump wanted you to stand 6 feet apart. Donald Trump wanted you to close your businesses. Donald Trump wanted you to close your churches. That's a fact, by the way. And I love Trump, but it's just a fact. He's not perfect. You don't follow him like an acolyte. You follow him in specificity. So when Iran is requesting for us to battle seven countries, and the last one that we haven't battled yet on their behalf is Iran, and now lo and behold, here it comes. Now it's Iran time. When Iran hasn't, there's no evidence of anything that Netanyahu, except coming from Mossad, from Israeli intelligence. It's the only evidence. Why, have anybody noticed that, I bring this up again, that our intelligence isn't involved at all? Anybody notice that? That our intelligence, our DNI, Tulsi Gabbard is not involved at all because Tulsi Gabbard is adamantly against new wars. Oh, wait, I thought Donald Trump was too. Aaron, you got some of his true socials for me?
Yeah.
So here's some of Donald Trump's true socials. This is disturbing. Like, I thought this was a pro-Trump show. It is. I don't worship people. Understand that. I don't, if Donald Trump says it, it must be right. No, the big, beautiful bill is a big, beautiful boondoggle of spending that adds another $2 trillion to the debt this year. We now have complete and total control. We now have complete and total control. It sounds like somebody talking about Ukraine. This sounds like Lindsey Graham and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris talking about Ukraine. Remember how it turned from they to we in about a day? Remember that? Here we are again. And now some of you are for this war. And now, because Donald Trump says we should get into it, based on what evidence? The Israelis say. The Israelis said that Saddam was inches away from a nuclear weapon. And it used weapons of mass destruction. How'd that all pan out? Where was that exactly? It's the same thing as the COVID narrative. Same thing as the Ukraine narrative. Same thing. Every time. Just a false narrative put out there, and it's up to you whether you fall for it or not. We now, and by the way, everybody was okay with being against the Ukraine war because it had no sort of biblical connection. But now, since it's Israel, you have to be all in favor of it. Well, does anybody, let me ask you this. Are you going to go and follow, leave this up for me, Aaron. Are you going to follow somebody who's not going to heaven? Benjamin Netanyahu dies today, he's not going to heaven. It doesn't matter whether you're a Jewish person or not. Do you have the blood of Jesus Christ, who was a Jew, covering your sin? Does Benjamin Netanyahu? No. Does Donald Trump? No. Are you going to just follow people blindly who aren't even believers? I don't follow people who are believers blindly, let alone people who aren't, who have absolutely no Holy Ghost discernment at all. And let's just go into another war. I thought the whole precipice. I thought the entire foundation of the Trump campaign was no new wars, and close the border. Isn't that it? What are we on the cusp of doing? We now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran. That sounds like a new war to me. Iran had good sky trackers and other defensive equipment, plenty of it, but it doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, and manufactured stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old USA. This sounds like George W. Bush. You're like, Tom, would you ever walk away from Trump? Look at me in the eye. Yes. I don't follow men. I worship Jesus. I don't worship people. Go to the next one for me. Stay on that, Aaron. We'll switch back to the regular ones in a minute. Donald J. Trump. We know exactly. What happened to this was Israel's war. What happened to the Marco Rubio tweet? What happened to the Marco Rubio statement that Israel unilaterally started this conflict? What's happened to that in 5 days? What's happened to that? And you're like, Tom, you're against Trump? Yeah, I'll go against anybody I want. I'm on the side of truth. I'm a legitimate conservative. I'm not a Lindsey Graham conservative who says I'm a conservative, and then he legislates as a leftist. I mean, it's just an absolute leftist. I'm not somebody like that. I'm a conservative. I don't believe in us governing the world. I don't believe in that. I believe that every country should have their own sovereignty. You're saying, Tom, that you believe that Iran should be able to develop its own nuclear weapon? Well, show me evidence, first of all, that they have a nuclear weapon. And then we'll have the discussion. But by the way, it doesn't matter. I'm asking a lot of Aaron, and I don't know if I'll be able. But if you look at a map, do you realize who is neighbors with Iran? Do you ever look at a map? I mean, before I'm not trying to bash my own audience. I'm trying to bash the people who happen to maybe fall into watching this right now, or maybe you are part of the TLP audience. It may not be for much longer, but if you're in favor of this war, but do you ever look at a map before you decide whose side you're on in a specific conflict? And by the way, in this one here, yeah, okay, there it is. Now, I needed more to the other way because it, Aaron, if you could go more to the right side of Iran. So we see how it all works. Just, yeah, it's the Pakistani region to the right of it.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so if you need to actually look at a map before you just are like, Slava Israel. You're like, I would never be like, if you were against the Ukrainian war, it's the exact same actors starting this one with the exact same opinions. They're all in favor of vaccines, all in favor of COVID, all in favor of closure, same people. And now they're suddenly all right. So there you go. Do everybody see this now? Do you understand why you don't jump into this war? Do you see Pakistan right there? Let me ask you this question. Is Pakistan like Israel? Do they? Does anybody know? Okay, you ought to be paying very, very close attention to that country right there called Pakistan. Why? Because they are fully nuked. They have nuclear weapons that can reach the United States. And if you look right there close to right between Jordan and Lebanon, there's Israel. Easy reach. Israel, and by the way, see all those different seas right there? There's Russian subs in every one of them. It doesn't matter whether Iran has a nuke or not. Pakistan does, and they're in a mutual aid agreement with Iran and have come out today and or yesterday and said, if Israel hits Iran with nuclear weapons, they will respond with nuclear weapons. So what's the point? What's the point? Got to keep them from getting nukes. Pakistan already has them. If Aaron, I don't want you to do this, Aaron, slid it a little bit more to the east, then you see India, who also has nuclear weapons. And if he slid it a little bit to the north, then you'd see Russia, who has nuclear weapons. And a little bit more to the north, you see China has nuclear weapons. Northeast, you see China has nuclear weapons. What's the point? And by the way, just about everybody believes Saudi Arabia already has them. And by the way, a lot of people believe that Iran already has some atomic bombs already. So what's the point? There isn't any. So back to that. Thank you, Aaron. Perfect timing. We know exactly where the so-called we. Here we are with we. You notice how Trump never said that about Ukraine. Why is he doing it now? I thought he promised us no new wars. Oh, but this one's right. Suddenly, Aaron, Joe, this one's right.
No, of course.
This one is. All the other times were wrong. The Iraq war was wrong. Oh, by the way, I remember it. Desert Shield was number one. Desert Storm was number two. How'd both those go? Oh, but now the same actors. All right. What do you think? Do you think George W. Bush wants us to intervene in this? Of course he does. Everybody. How about Johnny Bolton? You are the company you keep. Johnny Bolton wants us in this war. Lindsey Graham wants us in this war. Mitch McConnell wants us in this war. But here's the other argument back, though. You'll be like, well, but what about like Ilhan Omar doesn't want us in this war, right? On this specific case, she's right. In this specific case, but for the wrong reasons. That's the duplicit nature of humanity. She's right, but for the wrong reasons. She's an anti-Semitic idiot. So it's not so much a matter of who do I support and what do I support? It's do I support what's true? And now suddenly, all the liars are telling us the truth. He is an easy target, the Supreme Leader. We know exactly where the so-called Supreme Leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And Iran has not shot anything at Americans. Not one thing, but our carrier groups are heading that way. And each carrier group has 12 different vessels in it. And we right now are basically the only ones shooting down Iranian missiles. And what I mean by that is this. First of all, it's our systems in Israel, a lot of eyes involved here, Iraq, Israel, in Israel, it's our systems that are shooting him down, and Iron Dome systems, and then it's our destroyers off the coast that are shooting them down also. So it's basically all Americans that are protecting Israel. And weirdly, I'm in favor of that because I don't want any Israelis to die. And right now, the death count is 24 dead Israelis, 200 and something dead Iranians. That, of course, that's depending on whether you believe the government's or not, because those are the governmental reports. And Israel is doing surgical strikes. They're not doing mass killings inside of Iran. They could do mass killings. They're not doing that. They're doing surgical strikes, but they are killing civilians. There's 200 people dead. And Iran is killing civilians because there's 24 Israelis dead. And by the way, nobody gives a crap until it's your own child, your own relative, your own dog blown to pieces just by some random artillery round or some missile landing, or I don't even know the verbiage for it, but ICBM, whatever it may be, missile that blows up your own house. Everyone's real fine with this stuff because they're not there. And by the way, just so everybody knows, out of Israel, what is Netanyahu's level of support inside of Israel? So if you think all the Israelis are unified in this, they're not. They were trying to trump him out. They were trying to prosecute him out of office. He has about 30% support, if that, in a parliamentary system. That's it. They have to have their cumulative congregational governments. They're not two-party system, multi-party, and you have to put together a coalition government. He has about 30% support. 70% of Israel is against Netanyahu, and we're going to support him. All right, go to the next one for me. And this is and one more Truth Social. There you go. There it is. Unconditional surrender. I thought we weren't involved. Marco Rubio said we weren't involved, but yet the president of the United States is asking for their unconditional surrender. To who? To Israel? To us? What? I mean, who do they want him to surrender to exactly? Just insanity. I mean, I will never understand how people know that certain people are wrong all the time, and then suddenly, 180-degree turn, all the people that you thought were wrong are now right. All the people you thought were liars are now telling you the truth. It'd be like believing Albert Bourla all of a sudden, the CEO of Pfizer. Oh, you know what? He's been wrong. That's real funny to me, too. So they know, everybody knows that Pfizer has been sued for, human abuse, but that's animal abuse, but just humanitarian atrocities. Criminal. Pfizer's been lost billions, tens of billions in criminal penalties. And now suddenly they have your best interest at heart. So why would you suddenly believe Netanyahu does? When is he before? Netanyahu wouldn't even take Trump's calls. In late 2020, after he lost the election, Netanyahu abandoned him completely. So suddenly all the Trumpsters are in favor of Netanyahu. Bannon's against him. Bannon's against this war. I have my list over here. Gates is against the war. Tucker Carlson's against it. Douglas McGregor's against it. Alex Jones is against it. Marjorie Taylor Greene's against it. Thomas Massey's against it. Numerous others. I'm against it. Numerous others are against it. And now suddenly everybody who was right about COVID and right about Ukraine is wrong about this. I don't, because the name Israel is attached to it. I'm not buying into that. It is not a righteous human being running Israel. And even if it was a righteous human being, a born again, sold out, tongue talking Christian, I still don't follow them like as if they're the Messiah, because they aren't. All right, let's go, Aaron. Let's shift off of that. Let's go to our next actual slide. World War III video. Is Pakistan secretly assisting Iran against Israel? Play for me.
After Israel's surprise airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites, something unexpected happened. Iran's air defense network was crippled. Key radar installations knocked out across central Iran. But within 48 hours, surveillance and missile defense systems were back online. A French analyst believes Iran couldn't have done it alone and suggests possible technical help from Pakistan. Pakistan and Iran have quietly expanded military protocols in recent years, especially across their shared border. There's no direct proof. Just intelligence chatter, strategic timing, and a lot of geopolitical questions. Here's the quiet logic. Pakistan can't afford a pro-Israel regime in Tehran, especially one hostile to its nuclear program. With enemies on the east, India, and instability on the west in Afghanistan, Pakistan needs Iran stable and aligned. If Iran were to shift sides, Pakistan would be surrounded on three fronts. Helping Iran defend itself may be a silent necessity. So, was this quick radar reboot just Iranian skill, or a quiet helping hand from Islamabad? Let us know what you think in the comments.
So again, you see where Pakistan stands, and you need to be paying close attention to that country. Because they are, it's weird too, because they're pseudo-aligned with the United States of America also. It's weird, okay? And you don't, that's why I'm saying we don't need, we already have a pseudo-decent, negotiable sort of relationship with a nuclear-powered Pakistan. I mean, it is a very, very odd country where you have Osama bin Laden hiding out in a country that can deliver nukes to Washington, D.C. I don't know how that works, but it's the truth. And they hate India, who's also a nuclear-powered country, sitting right next door to other nuclear-powered countries. So you need to pay very close attention to what Pakistan is saying and what Pakistan is doing, because Pakistan has already come out and said they are going to support Iran. They're all in. Now, the weird thing is Russia's now pulled out. Which people can say, well, there's a positive thing. Well, you know what? And here's the thing. If I get proven wrong, I'll come out. I won't be like every other, like all the COVID-caving pastors out there and all the COVID-caving conservatives that now pretend like they were on the right side of COVID the entire time. I'll come out and say I was wrong, you know, but I'm not wrong. All right, World War III video. Why isn't Iran launching air jets against Israel? Play for me.
Why isn't Iran launching airstrikes on Israel using fighter jets? It's a question that's on everyone's mind these days. But the truth is, for Iran, carrying out an aerial assault on Israel using fighter jets is nearly impossible. Why? Because the distance between Iran and Israel is roughly 1,500 kilometers. For an Iranian jet to even reach Israeli airspace, it would have to cross through the airspace of multiple countries, and almost all of them are close allies of the United States. These nations would never allow Iran to use their skies for such an operation. And if Iran attempted to force its way through, it would almost certainly be intercepted midair. Just like Jordan recently intercepted and neutralized several Iranian missiles before they could even reach Israel. Now, let's assume, just for a moment, that somehow, against all odds, an Iranian fighter jet did reach Israeli airspace. There's still a huge problem: fuel. Mid-air refueling is a complex operation that only the most modern fighter jets can manage. And Iran simply does not have that capability. Most of the aircraft in Iran's Air Force are decades old, relics from before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. So in reality, Iran's only viable options are missile strikes or drone attacks, and that is why Iran hasn't taken the fight to the sky.
So that a country, get this, Aaron, so a country that can't even refuel midair is a grave threat to the United States? Does anybody even think anymore?
No.
I mean, you have Benjamin Netanyahu. I understand make America great, but I don't understand make America dead. Okay, there he is just running the same freaking smack he's been running since 1990. We can show you the videos. We can show you the list. One prediction after another, just like a climate change activist, just like a you know, COVID totalitarian, one prediction after another, just like a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon that never comes true, and yet people buy into it. So a country that can't even refuel its jets, their jets, you're talking about F-16s at best, probably even 14s, maybe even F-4s still. Decades old is a grievous threat that's going to make America dead. And people buy into Netanyahu's propaganda, his hot air. How exactly is Iran going to make them dead? Iran can't even fly to Israel. They can't even fly to Israel, and this is the grievous threat to the United States of America. They're not even a threat to Israel. If you can't fly to Israel, you're not a threat to Israel. I mean, I understand missiles. I understand that because the missiles fly over the airspace of the other countries. But even Jordan was shooting down the missiles for Israel. And this is the grievous threat. And now I want to ask you this. What was the launching pad for all of this? There wasn't one. Where was the attack by Iran on Israel that justifies Israel's attack on Iran? Well, 10-7, that was Hamas. Hamas was actually formed by Israel, funded by Iran. You're like, what? Yeah, that's the truth. I'm not going to go back into the history I've been saying for the last couple of nights about everybody thinks Iran is this wretched, horrible nation. Well, it's been manipulated by the CIA since 1957. Two overthrows. Two. By the CIA and Mossad. Two. And they installed the mullahs in there to rule over the Persians. That's why the mullahs are not liked in their own country. Now you're going to bomb the people who don't like the mullahs into oblivion and then make the mullahs popular? Which is what happens every single time. How's it worked out in Iraq? How's that going? How's it working out in Syria? So ISIS is better than Assad? That's all you get with Netanyahu. You know, he gives us the promises. You know, he gives us the promises. If you do this, it's good. He gives us the promises. Nothing ever works. That if you do this, there will be no more terrorism. There's more terrorism now than ever. The more instability than ever. Iraq is an unstable country, flowing back and forth between different Islamic militants. Syria, the same. And I already named the other ones. Libya, the same. Sudan, the same. Somalia, the same. And now they want the same for Iran. Because people make money off of the instability, the constant bombings, and the constant surveillance that's needed. The constant recon, the constant money flowing into the military-industrial complex does nothing for you. And you're like, well, yeah, but that's American companies. How does that benefit you? They're American-based companies that have no interest in the citizenry of the United States. They have no interest in bettering us, bettering our country. They only have interest in making more money and gathering more power to themselves, which is, Aaron, side by side, this next one for me, which is this man right here, Lindsey Graham. And I just want everybody to know, if you're in favor of this war, you're on the same side as Lindsey all of a sudden. Lindsey, who wore a mask, got vaccinated, told you to stand 6 feet apart, told you to stay at home, told you to quarantine, told you 15 days to flatten the curve, 30 days to flatten the curve, 60 days to flatten the curve, that we can open up safely. That's Lindsey. And he's also, couldn't wait for Zelensky, his god Zelensky, to win the war in Ukraine. Russians are dying, and that's a good thing, his latest video. So now this is what he wants, and you're on his side? Amazing, amazing. Here he is, Fox News videos. Senator Graham says he believes the sun is about to set on Iran's nuclear ambitions. Play for me.
I talked to the president last night. I just want to say this. I'm so glad he is where he is at. He's the right guy at the right time. He's calm as he can be. He's resolved. He's steady. I think he's done a marvelous job of handling this conflict. And I believe the sun is about to set on the Iran nuclear ambitions. They need our help, Israel does, to take out Fordo. They need help from us. I'm hoping the president will provide Israel the help they need to finish the job of the last nuclear site underground. And if we accomplish destroying the Iranian nuclear program, it will be historic for the region and historic for the world. This is a religious Nazi regime bent on purifying Islam, destroying the Jewish state, and coming after us. They're religious Nazis. Mm. And this regime does not need, nor can they ever have, a nuclear weapon. And Donald Trump is about to put a period on that statement.
So he's against that religious Nazi machine, but not against the Azov Nazi battalions in Ukraine. So he's against the Nazis there, but not against the actual Nazis in Ukraine. And I just want to say that for those of you that are in supporting this war, because Israel's involved. Just because Israel's involved doesn't make it righteous. Lindsey Graham is in favor of this war, and they've got to have our help. That's what he said. So that's how we always get lured into this. Starts as a unilateral movement or a unilateral attack or a unilateral war, and then suddenly they need our help, right? They need our help. And that's to get rid of Fordo, this alleged mountain, underground mountain nuclear nuclear development facility that none of us even knows it exists or not. We don't know. How do you know? Because Israel tells you, Israel told you to put a mask on, has a green card, can't buy, sell, trade, or travel inside of Ukraine without a vaccine passport. The same people. See, I like to make sure you understand. Same people. A lot of you are against COVID, all the COVID mitigations, all the vaccine stuff, and you were right, and you were against the Ukraine war, and you were right, and now the same people that propagated those things are telling you to enter into this war, and you believe them. I'm not believing them. They're telling you Fordow exists. How do you know it exists? How do you know? How do you even know what's underneath there? We don't know. How do you even know COVID ever existed? You never saw it. I mean, I believe it did, by the way. I got sick with it. It made me nauseated for 17 straight days. But how do you even know? Or how do you know it's still active? According to Tulsi Gabbard, they haven't had a nuclear ambition since 2003, and she's not involved suddenly. Huge member of the Trump administration, totally excommunicated from all discussions. The one who doesn't want new wars. Isn't that what Trump ran on? Isn't that why she's a part of the administration? Weird, isn't it? All right, Francois Leclerc video, buried truth, what Fordow really means for America. Play for me.
James, obviously the question is, what are they going to do next? Will it be assisting in wiping out the nuclear program for Iran, which, of course, Israel says is their mission as well?
It's one of many decisions confronting the commander-in-chief at this moment. Bianca, good afternoon to you and to our audience. Now, the animations we're about to show you were created by an independent firm called Orion Intel. They're based on blueprints for the Fordow fuel enrichment plant that surfaced when Israeli intelligence seized Iran's nuclear archive. More than 55,000 pages of materials and 163 compact discs from a Tehran warehouse back in 2018. Orion used satellite imagery, the original Iranian design documents, open source materials, and engineering modeling to reconstruct the interior of the Fordow site, down to its ventilation shafts. Analysts have said this site was constructed to produce enough weapons-grade uranium for 1 to 2 nuclear bombs per year, and only the bunker busters dropped by American B-2 bombers could reach the site. The main corridor running along the top of Fordow's tentacle-like hallways is where the cascades are located. A cascade is a set of 164 high-speed centrifuges whose relentless spinning is key to the enrichment process. Whether the Israelis really need the U.S. to strike Fordow at this point is unclear. Israeli airstrikes have already brought the regime to the precipice of collapse, and presumably the Israeli forces could, in the aftermath of such a collapse, secure or destroy Fordow on their own. Questions about the scope of Iran's nuclear progress have split President Trump's MAGA base, with some cheering Israel's action and others declaring it an unprovoked act of war. Today, the chief executive himself issued a rare public rebuke of the nation's top spy, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, who issued a finding this spring that Iran has not been engaged in building a nuclear weapon since 2003.
You've always said that you don't believe Iran should be able to have a nuclear weapon, but how close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having it.
President Trump there aboard Air Force One saying, I don't care what Tulsi Gabbard said, I think the Iranians were very close to getting a nuclear weapon. That exchange aboard Air Force One as the president, as we have been reporting, returned early from the G7 summit in Canada to focus on this burgeoning Israel-Iran conflict.
So suddenly, they didn't care. I mean, this is not good, folks, okay? When suddenly Donald Trump says, I don't care what Tulsi Gabbard says, that's not good. I mean, that's just not a good sign. Everyone needs to drop all the 4D bull crap. Trump is infallible, you know, crap. Don't mean to use crap twice, but everyone, I mean, seriously, he doesn't care. By the way, that's what she testified to in March. Okay, we are now in the middle of June. So in March, April, May, it's a long time ago. He didn't denounce it then, but suddenly he's denouncing it now. It's weird. It's like, what power does Netanyahu have over Trump? Is it Mossad related? Is it Epstein related? You have to ask yourself these questions, folks, because why the sudden 180 from a president who said no new wars? And the only president, Zelensky couldn't draw him into a war. I mean, everybody, all the neocons on the right wanted Trump to jump in, back Ukraine, and he didn't do it. Why is he jumping into this one? Well, why exactly? What leverage does Netanyahu? Because we all know that the Epstein operation was a Mossad operation. And I know that Trump didn't diddle any underage girls. He did not do that. He was not on Epstein Islands, but maybe he just doesn't want any of it released at all, flight records or anything else. You know, there's already numerous pictures with him and Epstein. I don't know. You don't know what it is. But you look at this now, and you look at who's propagating this. So you have this alleged nuclear development site that, has anybody ever heard of it before? Until now? Suddenly, it's there. Suddenly. Again, it's just like COVID. Suddenly, you have this major problem. And we're not even past the Ukraine problem. And now we're on to this one. You never get a break. But anyway, so the same people that are now propagating this is Newsmax. Well, they're conservative. No, they're not. They're not conservative. They're cowards. I don't know if you noticed today, but a genuine conservative warrior, I don't know where he stands on this strike on Israel, Mike Lindell, he might be for it. I have no idea. But anyway, he won his defamation lawsuit today, for all intents and purposes. And Newsmax totally cut Lindell off. Smartmatic sued Fox. Fox cut Lindell off. Would not show any of his ads anymore. Wouldn't interview him anymore. And Newsmax did the same thing. These are cowards. These are cowards who weigh their opinions based on how it will affect them socially. You should be weighing your opinion based on truth only. Only. That's it. Every other church in America outside of mine and a few others like Rodney R. Brown, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, and a few others, everybody closed their churches because they were afraid of the societal consequences of not closing. I mean, one of them scared of COVID. So they played along with a lie because they were afraid of being called names. Newsmax is the same way. Fox is the same way. They're all cowards. They all pimp the vaccines, pimp the COVID lockdowns, pimp the 6-foot distancing, pimp the opening safely, and now they're all pimping the war. And many people who were right about COVID and right about Ukraine and right about vaccines are suddenly believing that their theological, philosophical, and political opponents are suddenly correct about Iran. It's amazing to me how people fall for this. Why didn't you fall for it with Ukraine? There's all kinds of people who were right about COVID, right about the vaccines, and then fell for the Ukraine stuff. I'm sitting there going, you believe this is a legitimate war and war that we should be involved in? Bono is like flying into Kyiv, and you think it's a legitimate war? Amazing. I mean, it really is amazing to me. All right, Mario Knopfler video. Possible Israeli bunker Brussels strikes hits Tehran. Play it for me. Just want to show you what's actually happening. There's very few, it's very difficult to tell which missiles are landing in Israel or not. Obviously, 24 people have died, so some have landed, but a lot of it's actually shrapnel because the Iron Dome is pretty effective. I mean, it's about 90, but I'd say it looks like 90%, but it's hard to tell. All right, so end wokeness video, unreal. Lindsey Graham wants U.S. boots on the ground. Play for me.
You guarantee that? Can President Trump in any form, can you make the commitment that this would not lead to a longer war?
I can guarantee you that if the Ayatollah gets a nuclear weapon, he will use it. I believe that with all my heart and soul. So the men and women who serve, they're the ones going, not people answering a poll. And if you ask them, would you be willing to risk your life to stop the Ayatollah from having a nuclear weapon? All of them would say yes, because it makes their country, our country, safer. So we live in a world where you got to confront problems. You want to avoid World War III? Learn the lessons from World War II. People in World War II appeased Hitler to the point that it got so much out of hand, we had a world war and 60 million people got killed. So we live in a world where you pay now or you pay later. Let's stop this threat before he gets a nuclear weapon. Let's end this reign of terror. Let's do it now. It's not going to take 20 months, but I can't guarantee you your freedom and your safety unless we're willing to fight for it. I can guarantee you this. If we don't fight for our freedom, we will lose it.
Damn. If we don't fight for our freedom, we're going to lose it to Iran? Who can't even refuel fighter jets? I mean, does everybody hear the asinine idiocy of that? And if you support this war, you're part of that faction. The asinine idiocy of, if we don't fight Iran, we're going to lose our freedom? Iran can't even fly a fighter jet to Israel. They can't fly a plane to Israel because they can't refuel them. Because they have F-4s and F-14s and F-16s. That's all they got. And they don't even have the technology to refuel jets. Do you realize that we can actually reach the Middle East using our technology in like an hour or two? And this is he's going to actually pimp that Iran is a strategic threat to the United States? No, the only threat is starting a war with Iran and involving Pakistan. That's the problem, Lindsay, you stupid idiot. And it's gone again from, we're here to support Israel. You know, we're here for strategic support. And then it's, okay, now we're going to help them with their airstrikes. And now it's boots on the ground in a matter of 5 days. I can't believe anybody would buy into this crap after COVID. I mean, I'll just go down. Let's go over through the list here. After, let's see, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, the Afghan War. I mean, how many more of these ridiculous, stupid incursions do we have to be involved with? Why? And nobody can say, again, you'll know them by their fruits. What good have we ever got out of any of these wars? And World War I and World War II are far different than you think they are. And it's the same people that started those wars, strategically speaking, that are starting these wars. You only start off in little isolated areas. You got to deep dive in the connection between Winston Churchill and Adolf Hitler before you even judge what World War II was all about. Oh, no. Tom says Adolf Hitler was a good guy. Did I say that, Aaron?
Nope.
I did not say that. I said you need to study the connection between the two. And I mean, isn't it hysterically funny that China is a major supporter of Iran while they're persecuting, butchering, torturing, and raping Muslims inside, Uyghur Muslims inside of China? This world is very duplicitous in nature, and to believe white hat versus black hat is wrong. As Jesus said, there is not one good, no, not one. The only way to become good is our sin to be blotted out by the blood of Jesus, and then God is blind to our sin. It's the only way to become good. Listen to this one. Insurrection Barbie video. The Israelis, also on Fox News, the Israelis did in Iran in 4 days what Russia couldn't do in Ukraine for 3.5 years. So they're hitting both narratives. There's Slava Ukraine, Russia failing in Ukraine, right? Russia doesn't even want to take over Ukraine. They want the Donbass. They want Luhansk and Donetsk only because Luhansk and Donetsk, the breakout provinces, are asking them to invade. So Russia is even trying to take over Ukraine. They want those specific Russian-speaking provinces that were bombed in 2014 by Ukraine. Yes, Ukraine bombing Ukraine. So you have the same rhetoric coming from Fox News as you did during Desert Shield and Desert Storm. It sounds just like it. Play it for me.
Israelis using American-made F-35 stealth fighter jets did in less than 4 days something that the Russian Air Force has been incapable of doing in Ukraine for 3.5 years. It established air superiority. That means Israeli non-stealth F-15 and F-16 fighter jets can now carry out airstrikes and hunt down the mobile ballistic missile launchers that are terrorizing Israeli cities. Two U.S. Navy-guided missile destroyers, the USS Sullivans and USS Arleigh Burke, in the eastern Mediterranean, have been shooting down Iranian missiles aimed at Israel. The Navy has ordered the USS Thomas Hudner for backup, along with a fourth Navy destroyer. And we have now learned the aircraft carrier strike group, the USS Nimitz, on its final sea voyage will deploy from the Pacific, deeply symbolic since it was the Nimitz deployed in 1980 and its helicopters that were part of the failed U.S. effort to rescue the American hostages held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. The U.S. has been in a shadow war against Iran ever since. Israel may not be able to reach the parts of Iran's nuclear program that are buried inside mountains and underground without U.S. help. U.S. B-2 bombers are the only air asset that can drop the 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs known as the Massive Ordnance Penetrator.
Not a good move. And again, I just stated it categorically. I'm completely and totally against us getting our bombers involved and dropping the bunker buster that go like 2 miles underground and then explode. Totally against it. There's not even any proof that Fordo even exists. We have no intel on it. That's coming strictly from Mossad. And that's it. And that just sounds, did everybody hear this? All the ceremonial bull crap. It sounds, just, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember both Shield and Storm, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, early 90s, early 2000s. I remember both. I was adult during both. And the nightly rhetoric from all of these news stations and the goof, remember they show the videos of the military blowing up stuff? And then she sounds exactly the same. The Nimitz being dispatched because they were the ship that put out the helicopters that tried to rescue the hostages in 1980. Oh my gosh. The pageant. I hate DC pageantry bullcrap. How about we just do what's right? Just do what's right. It never happens because people are not motivated to do what's right based on the truth. They're motivated by political expediency and personal profit every time. Go to the next one for me. X-Alert tweet. Breaking, in a stunning twist, Vladimir Putin withdraws support from the Islamic Republic of Iran. I saw some confirmation on it, but it appears that Russia is backing out of this. We'll see why, or we'll see if it's actually true. As Russia backs out, Pakistan steps up. I don't know what the deal is on it. All right, that's it for Israel. Let me do a couple minutes on some fun stuff here. Lips of TikTok video. I don't know how many. We had another moment. We had another Padilla moment. And this time, the idiot's name is Brad Lander, who's the comptroller out of New York City. He decided to do a big publicity stunt himself and get publicly arrested, just like Padilla did at the Christie Noem press conference. So lives with TikTok video. Wow. Here is NYC comptroller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander assisting migrants. He's running for mayor. Now, he's never assisted migrants before in his whole freaking stupid life. But now that he's running for mayor in New York City, he decides to help migrants escape ICE. Here's a little video of it. Play for me. All right, so there you go. There he is. What a simp. There he's helping them evade ICE. So now, here he is getting arrested. Phil Holloway video, publicly titled publicity stunt. In order to score what he thinks are political points, NYC comptroller running for mayor, and mayoral candidate Brad Lander gets himself arrested at immigration court. Play for me.
Guys, back up. I understand. You're pregnant, but you need to get back up. You're interfering with this arrest. We're going to be in the arrest. Back up, guys. Back up.
Keep going.
Back up, guys.
You have a judicial warrant.
This is not legal to take someone without a judicial warrant.
Please don't put him in the elevator and then claim you have the warrant.
We don't have a warrant for him.
I will let go when you show me the judicial warrant. Where is it?
Where are you taking him? Hello?
Since you have no authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
Where are you taking the controller?
And with what authority?
Why are you arresting the city controller, and where are you taking him?
Just back up.
No!
Number one is going to go with him, all right? Hang on, where's number one? Hold on. Brett, this is number one right here, all right? Thank you.
Shame on you.
All right, let's attack the pure stupidity of this entire thing. First of all, if you look at right next to side by side here, here you have Brad Lander committing felonious crimes right here. He's committing a crime. He is look at this guy, obstructing a federal agent. Here it is. I mean, there's no question. It's the same thing as Alex Padilla, the senator out of California. Same exact thing. This one's even worse. Look at him. Look, that is obstruction of a federal agent. That is a felony crime that he'll never be charged with. And I'll tell you, we'll talk about that in a minute. Look at this. Is there any question that that's a crime? If I was the cop in that situation, I was a cop for 25 years. He's on the ground being handcuffed, and I would be fighting the district attorney. You will pursue charges. I would insist on pressing charges. And if they refused, I'd go to the next level, go to his supervisor. So there he is. And then you hear the absolute abject stupidity of all of these Democrats. He is, first of all, he's obstructing a federal agent. And numerous times here, he needs to be charged numerous times against every single agent he resisted and obstructed. So numerous charges need to be filed against this man, against Brad Lander. But then second of all, he does the classic thing. Where's your warrant when they were taking away the illegal? They don't need a warrant. I mean, if you're going to be the New York City comptroller, shouldn't you understand the law? If you're going to be a public official in New York City, shouldn't you understand the law of whether you need a warrant or whether you don't and warrantless arrests? Okay, do you need a warrant? If a manager at CVS has somebody on video shoplifting, do you need a warrant to arrest that person? No. Do you need a warrant to detain and or arrest an illegal alien that you have proven already that is an illegal alien? No, you don't need a warrant. Yet here you have the stupid Democratic woman and the stupid Democratic NYC comptroller both yelling out, where's your judicial warrant? Where's your judicial warrant? That doesn't even apply to the situation, you stupid idiots. And by the way, I guarantee you, he supports the Israeli war. And then they say after that, to the ICE agents, you have no right to arrest a United States citizen. Oh, really? Is that the truth? So a federal agent has no right to arrest a United States citizen? Well, I'm glad that you let us know that, since I guess you never could have arrested John Gotti then. You have no right to arrest a United States citizen, but you arrested Donald Trump in that city. Is he not a citizen? So the very same stupid woman yelling out, you have no right to arrest a United States citizen, arrested Donald Trump. How stupid are these people? All right, let's go to the next one for me. Just to put out the headline from New York Politics, Office of NYC Comptroller Brad Lander approves more than $500 million in contracts. Here it is again, Aaron. To his contracts to nonprofits with ties to his wife's group, which how much you want to bet? That she ends up in some way or another sending money to illegal aliens. Oh, yeah. How much you want to bet? All right, go to the next one for me. Townhall.com video. So here he is. Brad Lander speaks to the press after being released from federal custody. Play it for me.
And are going to make sure that at least they get as much help as we can provide, as New York City, as New York State can provide to help them avoid being separated or being detained. But then when we went back upstairs, again, we had these next two cases, this Yoruba gentleman and then Edgardo, who we just tried to walk out of the building. And I think you saw the video. All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they would not show me the warrant. And I said I'd let go of his arm as soon as they showed it to me, and they did not show it to me, and you saw what happened.
There is no warrant, and there is no warrant necessary. Stop watching CSU on Friday nights and actually study the law, you stupid moron. Dapper Detective video, breaking Democratic New York governor, one of the dumbest human beings on the planet. I mean, listen to her talk. This is somebody who is actually a stupid, low IQ human being. Governor Kathy Hochul admits she has all the charges dropped against Comptroller Brad Lander. Play for me.
And that's when I got word of what had happened to my colleague in government, our Comptroller, Brad Lander. The video is shocking. I knew I needed to come down here immediately and check on his whereabouts and do what I could to intervene. I'll let Brad speak about his experience. To my knowledge, the charges, there are no charges. Charges have been dropped. He walks out of there a free man. But here.
Just so you know, Dapper Detective got it wrong there. She can't drop the charges. They'd be federal charges. But yeah, she talks. She has to talk in three-word sentences. I heard about what happened. It's a great miscarriage of justice. I drove down here. I talked to the attorneys. I think this is a great injustice. Brad Lander is a good person, okay? First of all, so let me just say this. If he's not criminally charged, it is a major, I mean, all of these people, it doesn't matter who they are, whether it was the politicians outside of the holding facility in New Jersey, whether it's Brad Lander, whether it's Alex Padilla, if you don't criminally charge these people, well, you're like, well, if we do that to them, then they're going to do it to us. They've already been doing it to us for the last 10 years. Peter Navarro in federal prison. Steve Bannon in federal prison. Roger Stone arrested, his home raided. Project Veritas raided. Donald J. Trump's home raided. Him arrested, indicted four times. If you do not, General Flynn indicted, or arrested, charged, tried, found convicted. I mean, almost convicted until Cindy Powell got involved and started the case, restarted the case and got him off. And as he should have been, because he obviously committed no crimes whatsoever. So if you don't charge these people, it is an obvious crime on video. Padilla, obvious crime on video. The congresswoman out of New Jersey, I can't remember her name right now, in front of the ICE facility in New Jersey, obvious crime. Arrest them all. Charge them all. If you don't, you think that by not doing it, they'll take it easy on us? If you don't do it, it gets worse on us. All right, that's it. 10:19. Hope everybody's good. All right. And by the way, again, I just tell you, we might not agree on Iran. That's just the way it goes. All right, Rumble Rant. Rants tonight. Nate Dad won $120. Thank you so much, Nate Dad. Lita Bonita, $50. Thank you so much. Black Pit Bull Art, $20. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.